ready, everybody?
These work.
I don't know. No. Just yell.
Yeah. That's a lot of work for them. These don't work.
Huh? Mm-hmm. The plug is there, but I didn't turn it.
Left them.
They were scratchy.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
Good evening. I'm sorry we don't have microphones, so we will be yelling tonight. I would like to call the Whitney Town Advisory Board into session tonight for March 30th, 2023. And if we could all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and just let the record reflect that our chairwoman, Amy, is not here tonight, so I'm assuming her seat, and the rest of the board members are here. We don't have microphones. Well, they no.
We had to shut them. They were all really scratchy, so we shut them off. And yeah, he said he
was going to work on it. So
okay.
I'm going to try and yell as much as I can.
Okay.
Maybe we can pull a plug on that freezer again.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
Well, we have to remember
to plug it back in.
Re-plug it back in. That's it. I know it says it's green, but
it's only three. All right, keep on talking. Let me see if I can just keep on going.
Okay. What was I saying? Okay. So I will be assuming the chair tonight. We'll have any staff members from the county.
Blanca Vasquez, Park County Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
Okay. The first item tonight is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing item as they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period is listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front of the room. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson by majority vote. Next item is the approval of the minutes for March 2nd, 2023.
I move to approve the minutes for March 2nd, 2023.
We have a motion for the approval of March 2nd's meetings. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. The next item is the approval of the agenda for tonight, March 30th. I'll make a motion to move to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Do we have any informational items?
No informational items.
Okay. Moving on to planning and zoning. I have a question for the board. Do you want me to do these all at once, or do you want me to segregate them?
Fine, all at once. I mean, the only question, I know we have the question about the plan amendment. We have to do a letter?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Let there be.
So she gets paid the big bucks.
Fine, go on.
Okay.
Don't say anything because we'd like to get a new system, please.
It wasn't plugged in the wall. And the speaker wasn't plugged into this. Keep on going.
Yeah, I mean, does it require anything different?
No.
On the plan change?
We don't have to do an amendment on that as it's written, right? Correct, Blanca? That was...
Yes, so it's... Is there a vote on it?
That's the question.
Yeah, that's a Lorna question.
Okay.
In the staff report, it said on the plan amendment that we had to have a letter recommending that the plan amendment be adopted. It was something unusual from our normal procedure.
It was, yeah. It was out of the norm.
Greg asked that.
We don't have to do.
So for your vote, you can do one vote, one action. It's a BCC.
Right. That amendment has to be signed by the chair. That's what we need. Okay. So would you like me to give all of them at one? Okay. So if it's all right with the applicant, I'm going to read all of the three items together. You can make your presentation, and then we can handle them together. Okay? The first one is PA 23-7005, Elegance Russell, LLC, Plan Amendment. To redesignate the existing land use categories from corridor mixed use, CM, to urban neighborhood, UN, on 11.2 acres, generally located between Emerald Avenue and Russell Road, 400 feet west of Boulder Highway within Whitney. The second item is a zone change, ZC230067, Elegance Russell, LLC, zone change to reclassify 11.2 acres from an R2 medium density residential zone, a C2 general commercial zone, and an M1 light manufacturing zone to an R4 multiple family residential high density zone. Use permits for the following: one senior housing and two project of regional significance. Waivers of development standards for the following: increased building height, increased retaining wall height, reduced throat depth, and allow non-standard improvements in the right-of-way. Design reviews for the following: senior housing development, two of finished grade, generally located between Emerald Avenue and Russell Road, 400 feet west of Boulder Highway within Whitney. The third item is a vacate and abandon. BS 23006, Elegance Russell, LLC. A portion of the right-of-way being Russell Road, located between Boulder Highway and Stephanie Street, and a portion of right-of-way being Emerald Avenue, located between Boulder Highway and Duck Creek Flood Channel within Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
Yes.
Thank you.
There's no microphone, right?
Well, you can grab one of these if you like.
I'm fine. I just want to speak loud and clear, so hopefully everyone can hear me. My name is Robert Cunningham. My last name is called C-U-N-N-I-N-G-H-A-M. I'm with Tanny Engineering. I'm a civil engineer representing the developer on this project. So I'm going to go through each of the things you just read and explain what they are and why we feel this is a project that makes sense for the area. So the first one that you read was the planning amendment. What that is, our site is located, here's Boulder Highway. We're not on Boulder Highway frontage. We're actually just to the north of Russell and just to the south of another street called Emerald. And there is a large wash known as Duck Creek that splits our property. And to the south of our property, south and the east, is Pittman Wash. The two washes converge right after our property, in between two commercial properties before it goes under Boulder Highway. So that's our site right there. This next one is land use. This is the existing land use, and what we're asking to do is, it's a color-coded map, and we're asking to change it from corridor mixed use, which is a mix of residential and commercial properties, to just be, I believe it's urban neighborhood, which basically is this orange color that you see adjacent to us. We're asking to be able to turn this to the same orange color so that we can have a high-density apartment complex for seniors in this area and be a conforming zone change. So that's what that portion of the application yields. And then the property is bizarrely zoned. It's like three different zonings. To the south, we have commercial zoning. To the north, you have R2, and a portion of it is industrial zoning. We're asking for all three of these to be rezoned to R5, I believe, or R4, I'm sorry, R4. So that's what this portion of the site is. And that's just to explain the site. So this is the proposed site plan. As I indicated, okay. So our site, like I indicated before, spans from Emerald to Russell. Duck Creek is located in between. So we have one entrance proposed off Emerald, one entrance proposed off Russell. Both of them are gated. The area crossing Duck Creek, we're proposing to put an at-grade crossing with some modifications to the channel, basically a bridge over Duck Creek so that the two sites connect. This will only be accessible to the residents of our community. On the north side is one building. On the south side is actually three buildings. There's one large building here, and then there are two smaller buildings that actually back up to the Russell frontage, labeled as building 3 and 4, I believe on this. The site has a loop road system around it. The north town also has a loop road system around it. Portions of the site have amenities in an area located with pools, pickleball courts, other outdoor amenities located adjacent to each building, but the residents of both properties or both of the sites can cross through the property and take and use either location, so it's not limited at all. Let me run through the use permit. We're asking for senior housing, which the county classifies as 55 plus. This is an apartment complex, market rate rental, so it's not subsidized in any form at all. We're asking for a few waivers on the site. Because of the nature of these large buildings that are going to be built all at one elevation here, this building proposed to be built all at one elevation here, there's some slope to the property, and so we're asking for a couple of waivers. One is to increase the wall height, retaining wall height along this edge condition over here, basically facing, I believe this is a motorcycle shop or RV outdoor UTV type shop. So we're asking to elevate our site up to about 4.5 feet here above the ground adjacent to them. We actually think this helps protect us some too from them. We're also asking for an increase in building height. Let me show you the elevation of the building here. So our building is proposed to be 3 stories tall, but we have what's called a roof parapet covering all of the mechanical equipment that's on the roof. And so the tallest portion of the building will be a maximum of 40.5 feet. I believe the staff report says 41 feet just to make sure we're covered. So we're asking for that extra 5 feet or 6 feet above the 35 foot allowed to make sure that the mechanical equipment is not seen from the street. The other waivers that we asked for were reduced throat depth. So what that means is that when you come in here to the call box and come into the site, this throat depth here is required to be a certain distance. We have less than what's required, but the way the county measures it is if you only have one gated entry for your entire development, we have two. So if you split the difference that's required between the two entrances, we're actually meeting the requirement, but because of the way the county code is written, we have to ask for the waiver of it. And then we're asking to put non-standard improvements in the right-of-way. So this channel is actually Clark County Public Right-of-Way. They own the channel right-of-way. We're asking to cross it with a private bridge or private roadway. And because of that, we're asking for non-standard improvements or private improvements to be allowed within the public right-of-way. That's what item number 4 is under the waivers section. It's not really clear the way it's written up. And then lastly, we're asking for design review for increasing the finished grade of the site to, I believe it's up to 6 feet. Let's double check here. Yeah, up to 6.5 feet. So as I indicated, these buildings are going to be proposed at one elevation. These ground slopes this direction from west to east. The point of this building right here, which is adjacent to where the two channels converge, this is where we're going to be about 6.5 feet above existing grade. We think because it's adjacent to two channels and commercial on the other side of the channels, this is minimal impact. Staff agreed with us on this, and we believe that that is something that really won't impact the area. Okay, and then the vacation. So on both Emerald here and on Boulder Highway, we're going to be building sidewalk and street lights if they don't exist. The sidewalk will be detached though, so there will be 5 feet of landscaping from the curb, then a sidewalk, then you'll have more landscaping behind that. And because of that, the county required us to vacate 5 feet of Emerald and 5 feet of Russell where we're doing that. That kind of walks you through all the different requests that we have.
The vacation, I do have another exhibit showing you.
Very black and white, I apologize here. So this just shows the area here along Emerald and the area here along Russell that will be proposed to vacate for that deep cut sidewalk. That summarizes all of my discussions and explanation of the project. We believe it's a really good fit for the neighborhood. This is previously proposed for traditional apartments, but we're coming in with what we believe to be a superior project for senior homes, senior apartment homes. It's gated. It provides a level of amenities that is great for this area of the community. Staff is recommending approval of all of our items here tonight, and I would agree and concur with all the recommendations for approval. If you have any questions or anything, I'd be able to answer them. That would be great. That concludes my presentation for tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, this is a public hearing. Am I not on? This is a public hearing. Does anybody wish to speak on this item? Anybody have? No? Okay. Seeing no one then, I will open it up to the board. Close the public hearing. Did you want to have any questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long do you expect the build-up to be? Like, when do you plan to start, and then how long do you build-up?
Well, we're going through entitlement process, well, the entitlement zoning process and the plan review process. We would hope that towards the end of this year they would get their construction permits and begin construction shortly thereafter. This is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of a two-year build-out or more. These larger apartment buildings take some time to build out.
Yeah, okay. And now as far as that bridge is concerned, so you're going to go over public right-of-way. You're going to maintain the bridge?
Yes, and that's what is in a condition here. It says we have to enter into a license and maintenance agreement with the county, and that license maintenance agreement is the agreement that says the developer or this private apartment complex owner will maintain that that bridge. And they post a bond, and there's other insurance agreements they have to sign.
The bridge is for foot traffic or vehicles?
It's for vehicle traffic.
Vehicle?
It's two ways or one way?
It's the same width as the drive aisle that goes all the way around the building. It's 25 feet wide. With a sidewalk on one side.
Okay. And then you're saying that the corner there needs 6 foot increase. So you're gonna deal with the water level, the groundwater level, just by raising the ground. You're not gonna be putting in like a dewatering system.
No, we're not planning to put a dewatering system at all. The soils reports we have on the site shows that the groundwater, believe it or not, on the site is in excess of 8 feet deep, and that we wouldn't need to, unlike other properties in the area, cap the site with additional material to get out of the groundwater. Now that could change, but that's where we're at right now with the design.
Right, okay. And then how are you going to deal with security? Is there going to be security or is it just the gates?
There's gates proposed. I would talk to the developer about it, but most likely they would add additional security.
And then what's the unit breakdown?
There's 247, let me double check.
279.
Apologize for that, thank you.
279.
Thank you.
And then what do you expect for like your rent?
It's market rate. I really don't know what that would be, but I would, whatever the market rate, when they open up, it'd be about 3 years, 2.5 to 3 years from now at the earliest. It's whatever that market rate would be at that time.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. You have no questions?
Nope.
Okay. I have a few.
Sure.
As usual. Let's go back to the bridge, if you don't mind.
Sure.
One vehicle at a time, obviously.
No, it's wide enough.
It's going to be wide enough for two vehicles.
Yeah, it's the same width as if you were to drive through a commercial shopping center, like Target or Walmart shopping center. Two vehicles can drive through the passage over.
And then, as you know, there's a walkway there.
There's a trail.
A trail.
Along here. Yeah, we're incorporating that trail so that it can cross right through this area.
Right. That's fine. I'm talking about the height of the bridge over the, so people can't climb on it.
Yeah.
I'm looking for safety.
Yeah, we're meeting with the county and going through that, and whatever safety measures they have that are required on the bridge, it would be the same as a public street. We have to implement here, is my understanding.
So. Okay, but I'm talking about pedestrians climbing on the bridge and accessing your property. That's what I'm talking about.
Someone coming up here, climbing up the property and jumping in?
On your bridge.
On the bridge, right.
And then
accessing the bridge to walk into your property.
Right. Only security will be able to take care of that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, people can climb. We can't stop them from climbing unless there's someone there telling them no or to get down.
But there's a, restrict them from coming onto the bridge. That's what I'm thinking of.
No, right.
On the top of the bridge to restrict people from hopping on top of the bridge to access your property. But
yes,
you've got the gate.
The property is fenced.
No, I know that. I'm talking about the bridge only now.
This bridge section here will have fencing on both sides.
Okay.
I guess I didn't clarify that.
That's okay. No. And the buildings on the south side on Russell Road, is that the single story building?
These buildings over here, I believe that they're, let me get the elevation. They're two story.
On the Russell side, it's a one-story building?
Yes, these are the smaller buildings. I'll double-check. They're either one or two stories. I don't have the information here. I have it in plans there.
Okay.
One story. Planner's telling us one story.
Okay, and then the back end?
These buildings are three stories.
Three stories.
Yes.
Elevator?
Yes. See, there's going to be one elevator in each building. Two. Okay.
Seniors need elevators. The other question I had, was that, bear with me for a minute, I had a lot of things highlighted. Okay, and the time frame for this to be completed is approximately 2 years, you said?
It should start construction at the end of this year, beginning of next year, and then approximately 2 years.
About
18-month process.
Yeah.
At least 2 years. Okay. And the property owner, I'm sure, knows what the property looks like today.
Yes.
Okay.
This will be a massive enhancement.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I know. And it was supposed to be a massive enhancement about 5 years ago when this property presented before this board as well.
Right. This is a different owner, just so you're aware, than it was in the past.
I have all the code violations on this property and the liens that were put on this property over the years. And the property owner has not been a good neighbor. Definitely not been a good neighbor. And I have pictures here of what the property looks like today.
Right.
Okay.
There's homeless all over it.
All right, there's homeless all over. This guy has been here for the last month and a half. It's unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. I have watched this property be destroyed. My neighbors have watched this property be destroyed. We want something there. We need something there. Even if you put stores there. The homeless there is terrible. We have business owners that can't go out of their property because of the homeless that are encamped on your property. If this property is approved by this board, I would like to include, besides the condition that the county and the staff have put on it, I would like to include that if approved, when you go to the Board of County Commissioners next month, I believe it is. The Planning Commission, and then the final approval will be
in May, I believe.
Yeah. If approved, all three lots must be fenced and posted prior to and during the construction. And if at any time the property fencing is damaged or cut, the owner is to repair immediately. The fencing on that property has never been kept up. And it's a total detriment to the neighborhood. Certainly. If approved, all three lots, or however they want to, but I'm incorporating all three lots, must be fenced and posted prior to and during construction. If at any time the property fencing is damaged or cut, the owner is to repair it immediately. And the reason I'm including this, if I need to qualify myself, is because everybody knows how code enforcement works. They go out, they see the site, they give you a letter, and you have 30 days to clean up your property. And then you get another letter, and nothing is ever done. So this must be done as soon. So I'm asking the property owner to be a responsible neighbor for the neighborhood, and take care of your property. And that's my addition to that. The public.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion. Well, I mean, if approved. Okay. So, but it's not a motion for the board yet. Does anybody want to make a motion?
Are we done with questions? I need to have some more.
You have questions?
No.
She has none.
All right.
Make sure I didn't include my motion. You have to say that.
He just wanted me to let you know that they've cleaned up the site 5 times and the homeless keep coming back, so they've tried to do it, and they, like you just indicated, they leave and come back, but perhaps the condition you're putting on it will be able to solve the problem.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Sure. And I think what we've seen is if people are around, they said, like the Storybrooke here right over here, that now that they've got bulldozers and stuff there, it's not a problem. They're on top of it. Once they tore down the burned out building, and it seems to be that people, now they're moving to another site. It's whack-a-mole. So, okay, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve item 1, PA 23-70005, Elegance Russo LLC, the plan amendment, 2ZC230067, Elegance Russo LLC, zone change, use permits, waiver of standards, design reviews, and 3VS230068, Elegance Russell vacate and abandon, with staff conditions and the added condition of maintenance and fencing and maintenance that was proposed.
On the zone change application.
On the zone change application.
Does the secretary have all that?
Okay, I'm just going to take this back together again here. Okay?
Yeah. I made the motion.
Oh, no, you made the motion. I know. I thought you were going to say something else.
Nope.
We have a motion on the floor as read. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, that closes our zoning items today. We have any general business?
No general business other than Victoria's last meeting today. We're losing our secretary.
Bye.
She's ready.
She should.
We are interviewing other secretaries now. We actually interviewed just 2 this today, and we might interview next week, but we hope to have somebody in place by second meeting in April.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very good. Next item is comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair by majority vote. Do we have anybody who would like to speak to the board? No? Seeing no one. Our next meeting will be April 13th at 6 p.m. right here. And with that, this meeting is adjourned. 6:30. started.